Blog Talk Radio.
As we wait for, see if Ron's gonna wake up, because you know, old me asleep. Trying to see here, and then Keisha Taylor is still at work, so right now it's just me and Dre here on the coast. Hey,
what's up? I'm
tired. But yeah, so. How long don't know the number? He gonna make me punch him in the head.
Wow, he ain't got his face.
I don't know. He might be on. I actually had to send message to both his friends. So I don't know what's going on with him. But yeah, we say inappropriate ass things. I've been waiting for my adult popsicles to freeze. Because when I got to the grocery store, they was on sale, so they took them out of the freezer, and they were sitting out. I was like, are you fucking serious? So I'm waiting for my adult popsicles to freeze.
Well, powerful as your refrigerator is, they'll probably be freezing in no time.
I put them in there when I got home. So, no doubt, 9:40. So, I'll check in a little bit. But, yeah, I'm excited about them because I've been thinking about them for about 2 weeks. And so finally
and
I remember.
What kind are they?
It's the Lima Rita Strawberry. So it's two different kinds. So now I remembered when I was leaving my mom's house because I've had a very bad day when it has come to schoolwork and testing because I did not make the grades that I wanted to make, so I have to retake them bitches. So, I was like, I'm going to stop. I'm going to get me some popsicles. And they weren't even already frozen. They weren't frozen. I like new funky bitches. But anyway, tonight we're talking about forgiveness and giving people their flowers while they're here. Let me tell you how we got here. So, a couple of weeks ago, I received a text message. Ron, is this you?
No, it's not.
Okay, it's you. Okay, shut up. Welcome. Welcome to the party.
What's good? A few weeks ago, you received.
I received a text message, right? I'm checking my popsicles. Oh, they're not frozen. I'm mad. They're not frozen. But you know what?
What the hell?
I'm sorry. Story is I was waiting on my popsicles to freeze and they're not freezing. I need to understand why they're not freezing. But anyway. So, a couple weeks ago, I received a text message, right? That was from one of my exes. And he was like, let me see if I can find it. Let me see if I can read it. I ain't deleted it. I just didn't answer it. And it was a number that's not saved in my phone. I knew it was him because he was like, "You helped me out." Oh, okay. So it says, "I don't know if I gave you your flowers over the years, but to those you care for, you are the best. I thank you for being there for me when my low points in my life. I am forever grateful, and I know it's been a long time, and I still have mad love for you." Okay. So I didn't answer it. I didn't answer it because I was like, yo, how can you, is this your way of apologizing? Because you didn't say, you know, I apologize. I'm sorry for how I mistreated you, you know. And so since I didn't answer it, he decides that he wants to send me an inbox on Facebook and ask me if I received it. And I'm like, yeah, I got your message. I said, and what you want me to do with it? I mean, because I was good to you. And yes, I have my own flaws. And I may have made some mistakes as well. But do you think I forgot about the bitches? Did you think that I forgot about I took you in when you didn't have anywhere to go? And so the way you disrespected my personal space, coming in any old time, thinking you about to lay up with me, and I know you've been with some bitch. Why the fuck would I allow that? Like, why would I contact you? And he was like, you became so cold when I moved in. And I was like, no, it's not that I became cold. I said, stop tolerating the shit that you was doing. And I said, you didn't understand the fact that I knew about them hoes. And it wasn't just like one of them. It was multiples of them bitches. And he was like, well, it ain't like you weren't talking to other dudes, too. I said, you know what? I didn't start talking to other dudes until you continued to fuck with them bitches and I told you about them. So I no longer care. Like, why am I supposed to care about your feelings? Nigga, I don't give a fuck about your feelings. And so then he says, you know, there's been times when I came to the area and I really wanted to see you and I really wanted to talk to you. I was like, and what did you say to yourself? And yourself say, And you see, he was like, myself was like, you know what? I know she's still mad at me. I know she ain't going to want to see me. And I said, you goddamn right. So he's like, you should forgive me for the things that transpired between us. I said, you know, let's go back over them years. I said, sir, you are one of the main reasons why I chose not to be in a relationship for a very long time. You're one of the reasons. I'm not saying you're the only reason, but you're one of the reasons. I chose not to be in a relationship for a very long time. And you were one of the reasons why I probably gave the person that I was supposed to be with a very hard time in the beginning. And as I softened up, you know what I'm saying, I was like, okay, he's not like them. Okay, I softened up, you know. But, like, come on. And still in this conversation, not once did he say, I apologize. I'm sorry. But you want me to be okay with these raggedy-ass flowers. But let me, flowers in the, not in the physical sense, like you, he bought me flowers. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you're trying to give me kudos, but you ain't apologize for the fuck shit. Am I wrong in my thinking? So please tell me if I'm wrong.
Mm-mm. Nope. You know my motto. I always choose violence.
You are totally wrong.
I'm wrong? Okay. So tell me how I'm wrong.
I got to hear this. Yeah, let's tell it.
You were totally rude to the gentleman when he tried to bare his soul to you and let you know that he has seen the error in his ways and seen how he wished he would have done differently if he had knew better or was able to come to grips with doing better. And now that he understood that, you and he tried to, you know, give you his mea culpa, you was like, fuck you, nigga. Your bullshit out of here, nigga.
And I can understand it. Like, and he was like, you know, I was in a place where I couldn't commit the way you wanted to. But there were things that he said to me that stuck with me for a very long time and that fucked with me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sorry if you are in a place where you have now grown and learned. And I even said to him, I said, you know, I hope that you don't mistreat somebody the way you mistreated me. You treat them better. So
that's that bull. That's one of them bullshit lines right there. I hate when motherfuckers say that dumb shit.
I hope you treat. I do. I really do hope that he does not mistreat another female on this earth.
Okay, I can see that being true. Still full of shit, though.
Whatever. I'm not full of shit. Like, I don't know what you want. Like, what was I supposed to do? What was I supposed to do? Tell me what I was supposed to do, and
I don't got the answer, Sway.
Like, I don't know what am I supposed to say and do to that? Like, I don't know. Like, that shit, like, literally, like I said, one of the reasons why that I couldn't be in a relationship because I had no trust for nobody, nothing. Like, it just wasn't, like, he's up there in that realm with the baby daddy and shit. Like, I wouldn't fuck with my baby daddy, period. You know I don't fuck with him, period. So, yeah, he's up there with it in that realm. You better be glad that you still have my phone number to be able to contact me.
Right.
Or even on my Facebook page, because I blocked my baby daddy on my Facebook page. You ought to be grateful and thankful for that.
I'm done. So what was the resolution?
I stopped talking.
You what?
I didn't open the last message. I left that motherfucker on red. I just have nothing to give anybody who... I have nothing to give to that. Like I said, I feel like at some point in there, even though you're recognizing your wrongs and the things that you did, not once did you say, I apologize. You know,
Anita
the
Baker.
Thing for somebody. Say what?
Anita Baker. I apologize.
Not even me. I'm just saying, like, you just, this, or a whole Sierra song, all you had to do was say is, I'm sorry. I might have been okay.
Moving study. Sorry, 2004.
Maybe he was the Great Maybe. Adventures of Slick Rick. It was the moment I feared.
I'm weak.
I'm just saying.
Or sorry, not sorry. You mean, come on now.
Girl, if you don't get the fuck from me.
And he's like, well, you know, you are a great part of my story. Nigga, the fuck? I'm not part of your story.
Well, no, you can't tell nobody that their time with you wasn't as impactful as any other time of their life. You can tell them that the time I spent with you wasn't shit, but you can't tell them how impactful your time was with them.
You know what? You're right. I don't know what type of impact I had on your life. I don't know. And you know what? Personally, I really don't care. Because the impact you had on my life was not a positive one. Where I may have had a positive one on you, but you didn't put in to the situation what I was putting in.
She got five movie. On it.
Oh, everything was a song today. Today's show has been brought to you by songs at random. I have nothing to give. This.
I have nothing. Nothing. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm getting carried away.
I'm weak. I'm weak. I get it. Nothing at all. But yeah, but the thing is this. Do I believe in forgiving people? Yes, I do. If you can sit down and you can have a conversation with me and you can say, hey, you know what? I apologize for my part. Okay. I get wonderful. I can forgive that. But I also, and the person's like, I will forgive so I don't got to let, I can now let you go. I'll do that too. Like, oh, let me go ahead and forgive this shit and just go on about my business. But understand, just because I forgave you don't mean I fucked you.
I don't
that
fuck
mean.
With you.
Ah, this nigga, jukebox. Jukebox run. You here.
That's funny because that's what I drive. No. I would have got me a little juke.
Mm. So I'm gonna tell nobody else you got a little juke. That little rat call.
I mean, I got it for my daughter, but I'm driving it until I fix my shit. Don't make fun of my fucking vehicle, nigga. Don't be making fun of my motherfucking vehicle.
I will make fun of you. Period.
His little chubby girl. That's what I call her. I call her my chubby girl.
Is she fat? Not she?
A juke? You know the jukes? Yeah, the juke little chubby girl.
I can't. I'm not. I don't want to. Not today.
All right, well, fuck it. Continue with your boring ass story. Go ahead.
No, no, no. Really? So, if you do people wrong, do you apologize for the shit that you do, or you just like, you know what, I did some fuck shit, it's some fuck shit, and so whatever?
I've done both. Recently, I've been more on the apologetic side of things because as I'm getting older, I'm realizing, one, the fuckery that I exude sometimes, two, the impact that not apologizing for shit has, three, the impact of a good apology, you know what I'm saying? So I just recognize real grown man shit. You fuck up, say sorry, nigga. Try to make amends for your mistakes. But yeah, so I mean, that's my intent.
Okay. Dre.
Okay. I have apologized once before in my life. But then when I did it, the funky bitch told me some more shit that she did, and then I feel like I wasted my fucking apology.
Did you just hit her with a funky bitch?
Oh, yeah, she was a funky bitch. Still is to this goddamn day.
Funky bitch.
But it doesn't mean the way you're just saying that you
funky
have in
bitch.
Your voice, you haven't forgiven, and funky you're still
bitch.
Stuck in that.
Funky
no, I haven't. Whenever I see her in public, I can picture myself driving a motherfucking school bus running her motherfucking asshole. And that's her own baby.
But I'm lost. I'm sorry. When do you just indiscriminately drive around fucking school buses?
Huh?
When do you just drive around school buses to hit bitches with school buses? Like, what fucking school bus driver job do you have?
Well, when I was in high school, that was like my first gig. You know when you get early release and shit, right? So we was old enough to fucking drive the buses because when I went, it was like my senior year. I was 19 because I just came back to the school.
Nigga.
And we fucked around. And they said we could do it. So me and my boy Sean, because my birthday was September the 18th. We went back to school September the 3rd back then. And I was old enough to do all we did. We just down took the buses around to the back part and fucking sprayed them off and shit like that, kept them clean and shit. I wouldn't damn drive a school bus save my life because Kit Kats was nasty. And they hard-headed as hell. But when it comes to
did you know that this nigga was a school bus driver?
Unfortunately, yes. In certain counties, the high schoolers was the school bus drivers, and he happened to be raised in one of them counties. In some country shit.
That's some country shit.
If you're old enough to drive, you can drive, baby. You got to get the paper somehow.
Yo, that's some country shit.
That was cautious. I wasn't raised
in that country. Inmate is running the asylum, literally.
Really?
Hey, boy, you old enough? Come on over here, boy. Try this motherfucking carry.
So, Ron, you ain't never apologized to a motherfucker. And then they turn right back around after you done apologized, told you some more type of shit they did. And you feel like you done wasted your apology. Like, you're from New York. And I know New York bitches is shady as fuck.
It may have happened to me. I can't remember. I mean, I've had some fucked up apologies. I've had some apologies for some shit that I had all right to punch that bitch right in her motherfucking eye socket for. But
exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, but you don't. Sure. You got the right to doing something. Don't mean you should do it. I don't know. But, you know, sometimes...
Hey, I'm just like, some shit ain't forgivable, man. I'm just sorry.
Well, I mean, that's just an indication of how much you were hurt. This nigga holding grudges. You know what I'm saying? Going back, you know what I'm saying? Mad at the Ghost of Christmas Past because he didn't get a motherfucking... a Huffy bike when he was fucking 12 years old.
Can't
you? You know what I'm saying? Right, I'm saying. So you was upset at 10 because you couldn't motherfucking ride your bike. Time you got the motherfucking senior year in high school, you was driving the motherfucking school bus. Now that's improvement. You done came somewhere, nigga. You done came up. Look at the improvement in your fucking life, nigga. Thank God for your blessings, won't he do it?
I feel like for you to be able to go on and be happy, because the way you talk about it, you're just so unhappy, like, and it's in, you can't move on from that shit. If you like, you know what, I'd run that bitch over with a bus still now today if I had a bus at the corner.
So you heard that too, right, Imaj? You heard all that anger and venom in there?
Yeah. This nigga laughing like it's a joke.
No, the nigga's giggling.
Giggles and shit.
Giggles and shit. Nigga said,
no.
I would hit her with a school bus. You know the motherfucking felony you get for hitting people with a school bus? And he wanted to take that time. That tells me how, that's an indication of how much you hurt.
I don't know.
I think that needs counseling.
Right, like, you need to talk to somebody about it. Maybe sit on somebody's goddamn couch. I think you need to call your EAC line at work.
I'm done.
Get you your free 5 session. Ron.
Hey,
he thinks I'm
my name is Dre. Hi, Dre.
Not even no group therapy. He need to be sitting there on the couch, laid back, talking to the one person.
Oh, one-on-one?
Yeah.
Intense therapy?
Yeah.
This nigga sounds troubled.
He is. You need to talk to somebody about that. You need to forgive. Ain't nobody say forget. Just like I may have forgiven the situation, but now I'm going to go, I ain't forget. I ain't forgot shit. That's my whole fuck with you. And that goes for anything. Even if it was a friend who did me wrong, I can forgive you. But guess what, bitch? I don't fuck with you. If you see me in the street, please don't speak.
This nigga
please
said,
no. I will probably knock your teeth down your throat. Please just keep walking.
Down your throat, bitch. The fuck out of here with that bullshit. I ain't fucking with you.
No.
This nigga knocking teeth down throats. This nigga is hitting motherfuckers with school buses. Y'all are the violent motherfucking friends. I see why y'all motherfuckers is best over there.
I'm not violent. The thing is this, I am not violent.
I am not.
I'm not violent. The thing is just that I'm not violent. That don't make no sense. Who the world? You know, you can't repeat what you said like it's an emphasis and something.
I'm not violent.
It corroborates what you just said. It's the same thing.
It does. I'm not violent. I'm not. I'm the nicest person you will ever meet in life.
Me too.
Nigga, I don't remember having a conversation with you, and you was 3 nanoseconds away from ruining a bitch's life.
Yep.
But yet you're such a nice individual.
But I am nice, and in that conversation and that you and I had, you knew I didn't like her. So yes, I was.
See, the only motherfucker who ain't know that was her dumb ass.
That ain't my fault, not my problem, not my issue.
What the fuck is going on? Everybody know that you don't like this bitch except for this bitch? What kind of fucking dumb bitch is this? Get the fuck out of here.
This a big, big, bad bitch. That's what it is.
I'm fucking hungry. The fuck I'm about to eat.
Oh, Lord. But yeah. Ew, that looks disgusting.
The worst part is I ain't nothing in my refrigerator or my cabinet because I'm moving, so I done packed every fucking thing up.
Wow. All
right, hold on. Hold on. As the motherfucking hood turns.
Okay. All right, we're ready.
We already know that there was a shootout. 2 months ago, blew my window out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then, about 5 days ago, one of the young men that is behind the whole shenanigans delved deeper into hood shenanigans and it's said to have participated in some kind of home invasion and was murdered. So now this dude get murdered behind a home invasion and finds out that one of the people who is cool with the people who was invaded actually lives 300 feet from the nigga. So now his people who are still living don't realize now that there's a whole nother faction of people who know where they're at that don't like them and want to put hands and bullets on them. So other day, 2 days ago, I come into my parking lot and I'm looking for a parking spot. So when I live to the left. So coming to the parking lot to the left is where I live. No parking spots there. Damn. So as I'm backing out the parking lot, I see down on the other end of the parking lot, if you were to come in and make that right, I see some dudes that I know. So I just back up down to them. Excuse me. I back up to the middle. I bust a U-turn and drive down to that side. So as I'm sitting down there, I'm on the phone with my lady, and I'm like, all right, can we get off the phone so I can say what's up to them and go park? You know what I'm saying? But she, you know how women, they want to talk. They want to freaking talk. Anyway, so as she's talking to me, 2 little fucking derelict-ass niggas creep up the hill and start shooting at niggas again. I'm like, wait a minute. When did I fucking move into the OK Corral? I'm not a gangster to the levels of John Gotti, but I'm not, you know what I'm saying, totally clean with my actions in these streets. I have never been one to have people use me as a fucking shooting target. A few months ago when they came and shot up, my man got shot in his knee. This time the nigga get shot in his foot. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? No, it's the opposite side. So now the nigga walking around in the circle. You got me walking in circles.
Oh God,
I'm not supposed to laugh. Please don't laugh. Please don't laugh. Oh my God, don't laugh.
Why not, Dre? Oh, round and round I go. Got me walking in circles.
You know what, though? I would be a mad motherfucker if I put and got shot in my goddamn leg and then turn right back around 3 weeks later to get shot in my fucking foot.
But I had to get first. The nigga moved. He don't even live around here no more. And he got shot in the foot.
Oh, why was he back over there? What the fuck?
He came back. Yo, it's funny because, all right, so at 9 o'clock every day, it happened about maybe 9:30-ish. At 9 o'clock every day, he talks to his children. So he was actually on the phone talking to his children when the motherfucker started shooting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting in the car talking to my Sean, and everybody else is just outside, you know what I'm saying, doing what they do. Nigga, I seen a nigga creep up the hill, start shooting. I put this bitch in reverse so fucking fast. Nigga. I was gone. I was like, fuck it. I got to go.
Mm. Are you moving?
Signed lease next day.
Wow.
Yeah. I can't do that. I'm not used to, you know what I'm saying? I'm not, anytime anybody who's ever been mad enough to pull a gun, shoot a gun at me, I've known exactly who it was, why it was, where it was. This shit about having three different factions of motherfuckers mad at these little niggas, I can't. And I live in a proximity to these niggas, I can't do that. I won't do it.
Right.
Not going to do it. So yeah. That's the world I'm living in right now. And the fucked up part is I love my people and I love to live amongst my people. I love the energy, the safety as far as not being violated by these crackers. But it's the violence, you know what I'm saying, being violated by these niggas that's fucking just as bad. It's fucking ridiculous.
Right. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you move into a safer place.
Absolutely.
I have to go look and see what it's like at nighttime, see how lit it is. Moving to a place I don't know too many people.
When?
What you got? It's going to be a little bit. It's probably going to be like February, March, something like that. But yeah. Right now I'm working on these bonuses for work. So I'm working like a Hebrew slave.
So what, you moving to a 55 and over community?
No, because I'm not 55 and over.
Oh, shit, you ain't.
I am not 55 and over.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
A long way before I get to 55. You might be moving to a gated 55 and over. Yeah, and I'll get a 50. Nope, I'm not.
I ain't going to hold you. Nigga, some of them fucking communities is the shit, and it don't cost. Yo, I remember when I was putting people cable in their house. Nigga, $900 a month this lady was paying for a 2-bedroom motherfucking condo. Jeez. Them old communities, man, that's the shit.
So, okay, so I was looking at this duplex, right, and it's 2 bedrooms, 1 bath, but it's in the hood.
I can't do the hood. I can't do it. Even though my best friend will be living right next door to me, I don't want to do the hood. Plus, I don't want her all of my business. But anyway,
I'm done.
What?
The nigga snuck in, plus I don't want my business. She don't need to know her piece of dick I get. My bad. I wasn't supposed to say that like that. My bad. I was going to say it a different way. She doesn't need to be in all of my business. Okay, I say it that way. No, I'm saying, I just said it a little differently. That's all.
Weak. I can't take it.
Dre, was I accurate in the way that I translated that, Dre? This nigga hemming it hard.
Yo, you ain't get me in trouble tonight, bro. I'm sorry.
I ain't get you in trouble, nigga. Man up, answer the question. Be like, yeah, I was right, Ron. Or no, that wasn't right, Ron. But pick a motherfucking
no,
side.
That wasn't right, Ron. No, that wasn't right.
That was the wrong side to pick, nigga. You know that ain't the side you want to pick, Trey. Get the fuck on the dark side, nigga. Come on.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, shit. All right. I got some kind of good news, right? So,
okay.
Nigga had a cracked tooth in his mouth, so I had to get that shit extracted. We ain't gonna talk about, you know what I'm saying? Everything is fucking more money. But I ain't smoke a black and mild since I got my tooth full.
Well, good for you.
I'm about to roll me a blunt, though, nigga.
Oh, Lord. I can't.
No, you can. It's easy. Nothing. It's puff, puff, no. Fast. It's not hard.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it.
No, it's not fun. No, you can, but you can.
No, I won't. No, I can't because my job don't allow shit like that.
Nigga, fuck your job.
I'm trying to get these bonuses, not fuck my job. No, nigga, I'm trying to get this all the money they're trying to give away.
You
know
what
I mean? I'm trying to get
the vibe.
Listen, I'm trying to get all this money.
So why my job just hit me? Yo, you got 4 options. You get the bang bang boogie. You give me a religious reason why you can't get the bang bang boogie. You give me a medical reason you can't get the bang bang boogie. Or you get the fuck up out of here.
Sounds about right with most jobs.
That's that bullshit.
So what you gonna do, homie?
I got you December 8th, nigga.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out where Martin went in that cult and shit so I could, know what I'm saying, use them for fucking religious exemption.
This nigga is.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Who I gotta pray to get a religious exemption for this shit? Fucking Balthazar or some shit. What the fuck I gotta do?
Balthazar. First of all, nigga, the devil. Really?
No, that's Beelzebub, nigga. I fucking him too. Fucking her too. What the fuck?
Listen.
What's it called? Religious exemption. Not, it's a song called Religious Exemption. Okay.
The funny thing.
Religious.
My boss has technically never seen my hair. And I know in a lot of religious exemptions, the religion that you subscribe to often has a component where you cover your hair. I'm like, I might could do that shit. I'm sorry. Please continue to read.
I'm looking for what it is.
Like, I'm almost positive you could claim to be Jehovah Witness. You know what I'm saying? And get away with that shit. I'm almost positive there's some sect of Judaism, you know what I'm saying, that you can claim. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure there's some other fringe religions that you could say, nah, son, my God told me.
Who? Not your God.
My God.
Your God. Is he not the same
God
that I
saw?
Your God came from behind the corner. What?
Nigga, did I say my God was fucking selling fucking spider bags in Amsterdam?
I have no idea. What is this white peach ginger ale? What is that, and where do I find it?
Nigga, you have a fucking DD. I thought you was looking for a religion for me, nigga.
It was too much to read, and I've been reading all day.
Yo, she want me to lose my job because of three paragraphs is too much to read, nigga?
No, it wasn't three paragraphs. It was not three paragraphs at all.
How much was
it?
It
was
four? Six paragraphs?
No, it was
okay,
more than that, and I was scrolling. Listen, I'm screenshotting this shit, and I'm sending it to you.
See, you ain't shit. I thought you was my motherfucking girl, see?
I am. Because I'm looking at, because religious exemptions to vaccine rules more common among state workers. That's what I was reading. If you want me to send you this, I can send you this long-ass shit, and you can read it.
Nigga,
I
want you to be my religious observer, my fucking imam. I want you to be somebody who can fucking get me to keep my job without taking this shit. That's what the fuck I want.
Let's go ahead and get the damn shot.
You want me to pray to the altar of Carolina Kitty?
No.
You got any niggas that pray to your kitty.
No. No.
Oh, shit.
So let's go back. What? Let's go back. Religious exemption for COVID vaccine.
Jump in, Dre. I got to browbeat her, Dre, to fucking help me with this shit. 5 fucking minutes ago, she was like, ooh, look, high heels. Ooh, chocolate chip ice cream. She looking for any other shit, you know what I'm saying, when she said she was going to help me. What the fuck I got to do? I got to beg for help, nigga.
I had gone to Instagram, and I was scrolling on Instagram. That's what happened. What are some exemptions from the COVID-19 vaccination? Some people may be at risk in an adverse reaction because of their allergies. Hey, have you had an allergy test done? Are you allergic to anything that's in the COVID vaccine?
Hold on, because I thought about that. You ready for this one? As those of us who know me know, I had blood clots.
Okay.
And one of the side effects of the test are possible blood clots.
Okay.
So it could be a medical reason around the corner because your boy got blood clots.
So why not go to your doctor? Have a conversation with your doctor and say, hey, Mr. Doctor, since I have a history of blood clots and people getting this vaccine have been getting blood clots, can we exempt me from having to get said vaccine.
Can you just go to medical school real quick and sign this for me?
Nigga, do you know how long it takes for that shit? Right now, I'm in this fucking school, and I'm about to fucking quit because...
he add more to it. She already there going through it. He add more. He's really trying to get somebody cussed out.
Listen. Today I had to take two tests, right? One was an hour long. No, I'm not doing it. Fuck that shit, I'm not
doing it. Oh, I'm sorry, two tests. One was an hour and change.
And the other one was 4 hours.
Whoa. You had 6 hours worth of tests today?
Yes.
Okay, that's not and, all right. That's you can do it. You can do it.
Let me tell you, if one more motherfucker tell me I can do it, and I don't pass these motherfucking tests, I'm busting everybody in their motherfucking mouth. Straight up. I don't even care.
Woo.
I don't even care.
Wait, you don't get any goodies. That was good.
So I made a 73 on one test, and then
because you want
I made...
I agree.
Because I missed some questions. And plus, I want a higher grade, so I'm going to retake it. And the higher grade will be accepted.
Is there a monetary price with retaking the test?
No.
Okay.
No. No. And if it was, then them grades would just have to be there. Fuck that. Not retaking this shit. But, yeah, so that I can have a better
and
grade.
One, and what you got in the other one?
I failed completely. So I have to reread these cases.
You failed
tomorrow.
And you studied? Nigga, you failed and you studied. You like, I
failed. I mean, I got an L.
Nigga, toast all getting dry and shit.
Listen.
And what is the lesson that we've learned from our failure, Miss Kitty?
That I need to study a little bit more harder. I need to have, instead of just my tablet out, I need to use my phone, my tablet, and my laptop all at the same time taking this motherfucking test plus my notes, because it's clear I ain't been paying attention. Or I'm not remembering shit because I'm so stressed out and I'm not retaining information like I normally retain information. So, yeah, I'm burnt out at this point.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Sorry.
I see all the F's that are coming my way.
Listen, and I got so the end of the semester for one class is the 3rd of December, okay? The other classes end on the 13th of December. So,
all right, let's take a step back. The test you failed, you can't take that one over?
Yes, I can, and that's the one I'm going to retake tomorrow. That's a 4-hour long test, so I'm going to retake that tomorrow with a fresh brain.
4-hour joint?
Yeah. But here's the thing. I mean, I know the ones that I've got right, so I can answer those. It's just I have to, because it's so retarded. It's 4 hours and it's only 11 fucking questions. That's the fucking thing about it.
Oh, the test is retarded. Don't think you should call names, young lady, do you?
No, like, I just don't understand why this shit is so goddamn long. Now, keep in mind, it didn't take me the whole 4 hours, but tomorrow, I'm going to take the whole 4 hours to the fucking second.
So what, it's like essays you got to write?
Okay, so some of the questions you can answer on right out, but it's a matter of putting certain cases with what they're saying. Like, they're not telling you case A goes with this. You have to find case A read case A and then match case A with whatever it's talking about. And some of the shit is just like, you know what? This sound like case A, but it also sound like case B.
Yeah, but if you know the cases, then once you read them, you should know what they are. So that just sounds to me like you don't fucking know the cases, and you trying to put two and two together and find other context clues.
Well, I know some of the cases because I got some of them. No, right.
So your answer just
like
told me yes, Ronald. You're right. I don't know these shits. I know some of them.
I clearly said that for whatever reason, I feel like I'm not retaining information as I normally do. Didn't I say that?
You need to have some drugs.
No, I need to ask. You know what? Religious exemption. Some people may decline vaccination because they truly fail religious beliefs. It's referred to as religious exemption. That's all it gives me. That's all it gives. And it's on CBC.gov.
You know what? I've had enough of talking about me. Religious exemption.
I got nothing else to give. Nothing else.
Where is my lighter? All right, Dre, so what's going on in your life?
I was about to talk about something. No.
We want to hear about Dre's life. We don't want to hear about what you were talking about.
Shit. What about my life? Ain't nothing but work.
Man, you ain't got no new love interest, nigga. You ain't got no obstacles. You don't got no plans on the horizon. You don't got no hard-ass school. You don't got no niggas shooting at you, nigga. What the fuck's going on, Dre?
He has no life.
Well, I ain't had nobody shoot at me in a long time. But I did do some petty shit, though, to this nigga that spit on my car.
Why?
I got the pictures. I went to Food Line. It was pouring down raining, right? I go to the Food Line, and apparently the dude, like, me and him pulled up at the same time. I'm trying to turn into the parking spot, and I was clearly there first. This motherfucker gets mad. When I turned in, I get out the car, so I'm going in, and he parked up on the top part. So the little dude that knows me to see me in there all the time, he knows what kind of car I drive, because usually I park in the front. Because I don't like people getting next to my car because niggas is petty. They're not just niggas. Everybody's petty. They get pissed off when they see you doing, you know what I'm saying, driving or something like that. They be mad. And so they try to do shady shit. This motherfucker sat there. He spit on my fucking car. So the dude, I didn't know what he looked like, but I knew what car he drove. The motherfucking dude come in the store, the little white dude, he was like, yo. He said, hey, man, you drive a Challenger out there, right? And I was like, yeah. He said, dude, just spit on your car, man. And I was like, you fucking lying. He was like, nah. I goes outside. After I paid for my stuff, I had a nice little quid on my fucking window on the driver's side. So he said, yeah, he parked up there. I said, okay. I got in the car, backed on up, soaking around the parking lot. And I tried to wait for the motherfucker to come out the store, but he was still in there so I could see what the fuck he looked like. So I kindly backed up beside his car, went to my trunk, got my flathead screwdriver, and I popped two of his tires. And I drove the fuck out of him.
I have nothing for this, Imaj.
What do you want me to say?
I got nothing for this, nigga.
Hey, because the simple fact is, like, you know what I'm saying, he's lucky that it was raining. And the water was, you know what I'm saying, washing this shit off. But if I would have had to get this shit off, nigga, I'm telling you, like, I don't know what kind of spit he had. This shit was just stuck to the side of my car. I was like, what the fuck? And then, you know what I'm saying, I don't even want to talk about it. But I still got sort of the pictures and shit in my car on my phone. But like, nigga, you want to be, you want to play the game, we can play the game.
Yeah, that's that
Which one did you pop? Which one did you pop?
Hold on. I think it was the front one. Let me see.
See, this is the thing that get me. The nigga said that.
Yeah, that's the one. It was on the passenger side.
The white dude that worked there recognized your car because you normally park in the front. And I'm saying to myself, who the fuck has a regular parking spot in the pool?
Can you get out of here? Sorry, getting here to show me pictures.
No, see, I don't got a regular parking spot. See, what I do, I park in the spot right there in front of the store where it says do not park. I will park there in a minute because
why
usually I go in the grocery store, I'm in and out. Because usually when I go in there, I'm in and out. Because I know exactly what I'm going to get, and I go in and I get the fuck out.
First of all, you are not right.
Thank you. Thank you. Let them know. Tell them.
Nothing special about you that you can't park your ass in the regular park spot like every other regular
Whoa, let's not go that far. Obviously, there is something wrong with him.
Clearly, he's retarded.
Clearly. Nigga popping motherfuckers' tires because they spit on your car in the rain. Nigga, it's raining.
I don't care. He spit on my shit. That's disrespectful.
It is. I ain't gonna lie to you. It is.
It's disrespectful as hell. Especially when I didn't do nothing to you, and you was clearly in the wrong because I got to the spot first. The first thing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't park in the park spot because stupid motherfuckers over there, they cannot park. They either park entirely over the line, or they'll sit there and let a buggy just run into your fucking car. Like, when I was driving in her car, the SUV, you know what I'm saying? When I drive best friend shit, I park in the front.
So in other words, you're used to breaking laws and disrupting the ecosystem for people who may need to really legitimately park there.
And it is. But this is the thing.
Ain't nothing handicapped.
No,
that's like somebody parking in a handicapped spot
though.
And they not handicapped.
No, that's what I'm talking about. It ain't the handicapped spot. That's the whole thing.
I know
it's
not the handicapped
spot,
but guess what? You still not. It's the do not. It's the fire lane. The do not park here lane.
Right. It's the nigga we told you quick lane.
Like, come on, man. This is what you're not supposed to be. You're supposed to be in the regular parking space like everybody else.
And this nigga thinks just because he got his fucking four little fucking hazard lights blinking that it's going to stop somebody. Oh, no, you can't tow me. Mm-mm. Two in the front,
not
two in the back.
Not supposed to be parked here. Is it not your parking space?
No, I got blinkers on. You don't see those hazards?
Still not supposed to be parking here, sir.
But if I park over there, somebody may spit on my windshield.
Well, let them spit on your window then, sir. You're not supposed to be parking. You want this ticket.
Whoa, excuse me, ma'am. Don't raise your voice at me. Because what if somebody's buggy hits
ticket?
My car?
Sir, did you see their buggy hit your car? They'll have a conversation with them, sir.
But what if I don't see it then? And I just got this kind of this damage to my vehicle.
Well, it happens every day at Walmart.
Niggas get shot every day, B. You be all right.
It happens every day. It happens every day, sir. You park it in the parking spot.
This nigga Dre fucking up the whole fucking ecosystem in Food Lion. He said it's obvious that he got there first. Obviously, it's not obviously. This nigga thought you was there second. That's why he fucking moved
right.
On your shit. And now this nigga got to get a fucking lug nut fucking remover because that fucking tire you popped, he couldn't get that shit off.
No, not no lug nut. No, nigga. He got to get a whole new tire.
Yeah, he got a whole new tie, buddy.
No, what I'm saying is, the thing is that you know how you be having before one lug nut that don't come off and you can't replace that tire? That's the fucking tire that you fucking pop, you fucking bastard. You fucked this shit up, Dre. Are you happy? And it was in the rain. In the rain. Oh, nigga. Oh, petty Riley.
Hey, it could have been worse. You know what I'm saying? I could have been super petty and got all four.
But, nigga, you was already petty enough because you got two, and you know he only got one spare.
That was the best. That's why, see, that's my whole purpose. That's why I wanted to get two, because that way, motherfucker try to put that donut on, motherfucker, nah, you're going to have a surprise. You got another two. So guess what you got to do? You want to hop a loogie, nigga, you go buy some tires.
And they got a donut and a philosopher.
Have nothing to give. Have nothing.
I'm done. I'm sorry I even asked this nigga about what was going on in his life. I apologize.
Right.
I got a sidetrack. My bad.
Hey, look, Lisa, I was invited to actually to come up that way this weekend, but I was like, no, I got to do homework. I was supposed to come up that way.
Nigga, homework? You got to take a motherfucking ABC SAT, some fucking whatever letters.
Yes.
You got to put that 4-hour test, nigga.
I got it. Yeah. I still got it. Yeah. Like, oh, my God, it's so ridiculous. I don't know. I'm just like this. I don't even want to do the school no more.
Yeah, I'm okay being halfway smart.
Look, listen, because next I've already registered for next semester, so I'm already like, do I want to keep that? Do I want to stay registered for next semester?
Yeah, okay. You do. We don't fucking quit.
Nigga, unless you come in and take some of these classes. Right.
We don't quit.
Unless you come in and take some classes. Unless you come in to get some of this testing and this quiz taken. And the other shit is math. Are you good at math? Are you good at math, Ron?
One, I'm not bad at math. But two, I don't got to come nowhere, nigga. You can give me the login information. I ain't got to come down there to take a fucking electronic test. What kind of fucking side backwards is that?
But you still need. Oh, I can't even remember password. I just hit login.
Well, nigga, you better fucking overnight the whole laptop then. Fuck that. I ain't coming.
That nigga said overnight.
I take the test and send the bitch back.
Listen, he's upstairs. He's upstairs. So my spirit is weary.
Okay.
Everything is everything. It's every fucking thing. And I had the hardest time getting past the probability part this week. And I was like, oh, my God, what the fuck? So I finally got past it. So I took the test today, right? I got a 73. I had to make an 80 in order to pass the test. So now I got to retake the fucking test. Thing is this. I have to go back through.
So you failed both tests, nigga?
Yeah, I did. I did. I ain't going to sit here and lie and act like I did.
No. First of all, you can't lie. We ain't going to let you lie. Dre already know the truth, and I can sense a lie. That being said, we not accepting that shit, nigga. Get in the motherfucking gym.
That's what? You said skip the gym, huh?
I said get in the gym. You know what I'm saying? Do your work.
I'm tired. I do. That's
fuck tired, nigga.
I do homework.
Yo, Dre, go get her some cocaine.
Oh, shit.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Dre, go get her some cocaine. She tired. We got something for that shit.
No. Tomorrow what I will do, I will work on the 4-hour test because it's due by Sunday. The retest for the other one, I have to go back through the lessons and redo some stuff so that way I can retake the test. So I can't take that test yet again. I have to wait till next week after I go through the lesson again. But, yeah,
So tomorrow, that's all I'm doing. I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm going to go wash some clothes, wash my hair, and then I'm doing homework for the rest of the day. Just eat. Maybe somebody find me some food.
Wash your clothes in your hair, but that's your ass, nigga. God damn it, your ass. When I'm washing my hair, I'm washing my hair in the shower. I wash my hair in the shower. I wash my hair in the shower. I wash his ass, nigga.
The fuck?
With both hands.
Whatever. With I wash it with Dove, Peony, and Rose body wash.
You stupid.
I'm walking around smelling like flowers and shit.
Smelling like flowers and shit. Well, just smell like flowers. You don't want to smell like the shit part.
Just smell like flowers. Like, I know, not the other one. But, you know, so. I've been smelling like flowers. Yeah. Yeah. That's the kind of week I've been having. That's why I feel like I really needed those things, but they're not freezing, so I'm beginning to think there's something wrong with my refrigerator.
All I know is this. I know that there are certain levels of mental acuity that people are expected to reach certain standardized testing, right? And I know that you exceed that level mentally. So what that tells me is that you just didn't pay attention. And if that you pay attention this time, you will bust that test out and you will win. And you will get the grade that you deserve. It will be higher than the grade you got last time and higher than the grade that you need to get past. I have total confidence in you, sister. You can and you will do it. And if you don't, I'm going to tease the shit out of you.
You're not going to tease me. No way, you got me fucked up back. No, you not. Because I made good grades. This shit that just happened was a fluke shit. Therefore, I'm getting grades. Because this, first, when I text my trainer, ain't it Trina or Toya? Is it Trina? I always fuck up her name. Trina. Okay. Yeah. So
is she
when
the baddest
I text
bitch?
My trainer, when I, stupid, shut up. You know what I mean? Because Yo Sean, my trainer. So I text
Tanya.
My trainer. I tell y'all what her name is the time. Sorry, girl. I apologize. Tanya. and I told him, I was like, this is the lowest grade I've ever made while I've been in school. And I was like, no, this is not acceptable at all. Because the class is already hard. All the classes that I take are hard for whatever fucking reason, and they're hard as shit. And I have a 96 in the class. So for me to have failed that test, I was like, yo, what's up? No, because I have a grade I have to maintain. So, yeah. But they giving us money for being vaccinated. I'm gonna keep on going to school because they're going to keep on giving out shit. They send me an extra piece of little money, too, but just because I'm in school during the pandemic.
Listen.
I guess I'm keep being. What?
So, boom. They had, at my job, they was asking motherfuckers to go down to New Orleans to help motherfuckers, right?
Mm-hmm. I remember you talking about it, but you had to be vaccinated in order to go.
So my dude went down there.
Okay.
This nigga made $11,000 in 3 weeks.
Shit. See, this is why your ass need to go out and get vaccinated just for some extra money. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Ain't nothing going to happen to you. I'm fully vaccinated. Been fully vaccinated since March.
I'm fully vaccinated, but that shit fucked me up last week. I was sick as a dog.
I ain't shit. I apologize. Because I said to myself, well, maybe if you wasn't vaccinated, you'd have passed that fucking test.
Nigga, I got vaccinated in a whole other semester, and I passed the semester, so don't act like that. Don't act like that. No. I work a lot at this point. But you know what? You ain't got $11,000 with your homeboy doing. He fully vaccinated. Now what?
I'm so stupid. I ain't got nothing. I know I'm mad, though. I'm like, God damn it. But, yeah.
Yeah.
I got to
and then some of these jobs are giving incentives to getting it because you think about it, like for my job, both of my jobs gave incentives for it. One gave me $200. Another one, I got like some time, extra time off plus an additional something else. And then with school, I get $500 for it, $250 just for being in school during the pandemic, plus $1,000 for something during the pandemic for any extra cost. So, yeah. And that's money I ain't got to pay back to nobody.
They're giving out motherfucking Monopoly money out this bitch. What the fuck is going on?
Exactly.
Now, yo, this nigga done hit community test. Know what I'm saying? Oh, collect $200. Got the bank
bank. Double back on that motherfucker.
Put that shit back on the bottom of the deck and roll the dice again.
And then I got to make sure that my daughter fill out her paperwork, too, so she can get the extra money. So, yeah.
And look, and Ron, she probably one of them greedy niggas playing Monopoly, too. She'd be like, you landed on my property, pay up, and you ain't got shit. And she still got her hand out.
Run me my money or you going to go bankrupt.
Run me my money.
I don't know what the fuck you laughing at, because that's exactly how I be. I be just like that, nigga. I don't find that funny. I find that reflective.
Just greedy. Run me my money.
You on my property.
How about this? How about this?
Three hotels and a house. Run me my money.
Yo, what I'm known to do, I'm known to try to play people. If a motherfucker ain't got no money and they land on my shit, like they land on my shit, they owe me $2,000 and they got $1,400. I'll be like, all right, give me $1,300 and go make me a sandwich.
Oh.
Right. I'm grimy like that. Or if it's a nigga, I'll be like, all right, give me $1,200 and go make me a drink. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. Just fuck with motherfuckers. Be just real disrespectful for no reason. Maybe that's why I don't got no friends.
Maybe. You ain't shit.
You ain't had to say it like that, though.
You know what I mean? Sometimes you just need to know. Sometimes you ain't shit, and that's what it is.
Yo, Dre.
Yo.
They got them walking in circles.
Yo. I thought my story today was terrible. That's fucked up.
That guy shot in his right knee and his left foot.
Oh, man. Polo fella.
See, that's why I know y'all probably didn't see my post today. So, this is dude used to live next door to me, right, back in the day, like 2007. His name is Blackie. He's a white dude, crackhead. But they call
Blackie?
Him Blackie because he just know he... Yeah, they call him Blackie because he just know he's black. Like, this nigga talks black. He listens to black music. Like, this nigga, he swears he's a nigga. So, I haven't seen him in a minute, right? Like, I ain't seen him in a long time. So, I stopped by the store to get some gas and shit, and this nigga's in a wheelchair, right? I was like, damn, Blackie, what the fuck going on? Yeah, man, I lost my legs. I was like, word. I was like, damn, man, sorry about that, man. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy, man. You got to do better. This nigga said, hey, man, loan me $20, man, until I get on my feet.
Don't do it, Dre.
I'm not going to hell.
Don't, please don't continue. don't.
So I was like, I said, Blackie, we not doing this today. He's like, man, I'm just trying to smoke, man. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just trying to smoke. Like, nigga, I'm not giving you no $20 to supply your high. So I get in the car. I'm driving off, and I'm listening to Bruno Mars and Dan Anderson Pat, which is a dope-ass album. I'm listening to that shit.
It's real good. It's real good.
I turned that shit down, and I said, this nigga just said, let me get $20 till I get on my feet. And this nigga ain't got no leg or feet. I sat there.
Cuba
I
and that alone was
house.
Worth the $20. Till I could get on my feet. I'm done. Nigga, the self-deprecating humor in that alone was worth the $20 if you ask me. You should have gave it to him.
No, I'm not supplying your habit, bro. You ain't getting how new. I'm not getting you high. Fuck that.
What if he just said he just wanted a cup of coffee? You just supported that high?
If he would have said he's going to get something to eat or something like that, you know what I'm saying? I probably would have gave him something. But for you to sit Chase.
So, like, if you're diabetic and you got to get some sugar in your system because you don't got your insulin, you know what I'm saying? You may eat a certain meal. But if you're a crackhead and you don't got your craxylin, you know what I'm saying? You need that $20 to get your shit. It's the same concept.
I cannot supply your high, bro. We ain't doing that. It's just like last time I seen this nigga named Mario. He was sitting out there in front of the grocery store. This nigga was like, yo, man, he had to help homeless find the shit. He's like, yo, man, I'm hungry, man. Can you buy me something to eat? I was like, all right, bet. I said, where you stay at? And he said, I got an apartment right down the road. I said, well, look, I ain't got no cash on me. I said, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got no money or whatever. I said, but I'm about to go in there and use my food stamp card. Do you want me to buy, I got to get you something to eat, you know what I'm saying, with my food stamps and shit, right? You know what I'm saying? Get you a couple of canned goods, you know what I'm saying? Some bread and shit. I was going to help him out. Don't you know this nigga said, nigga, I want money. I don't want no food. Like, nigga, you got to help homeless find, I'm hungry. That's what it said. I'm hungry. Nigga, I'm trying to put some food in your belly. You going to cuss me out because I'm trying to give you food. And you going to just break down and admit that you wanted the money so you can get high? Nah. Can't do it, Chief.
I mean, listen, I can't tell you where to get your money. You know what I'm saying? I think that nigga might have been better off, or you might have been better off if you just would have got him a can opener. That's why he was upset, because he ain't had no way to open them cans you was trying to get him.
No, I know. See, this is the whole thing, bro. I was going to give him the pool shit. You know what I'm saying? The pool top shit. I wasn't going to be petty like that and get him a goddamn, you know what I'm saying? Get him something like that. I wasn't going to be that petty. Either I could have, but I wouldn't.
I'm done. Yo, you know what I be noticing? These motherfuckers out here, these niggas don't ask for spare change no more. These niggas ask for $3, $4, $5.
They ask, they come straight to you. They want what that man say in the movie? He said, I want the money to fold, not the money to jingles. Them motherfuckers come
right
straight to you, but like they don't give a fuck. I'm like, damn, nigga, I'm trying to...
Nigga asked me the other day if I had $3. I said to myself, this nigga is pricing himself off the fucking begging game. Like, nah, nigga, that's entirely too much of an ask. I got change all in my car, nigga. You ain't say nothing about change. He said $3. Fuck out of here. You know how much these quarters I got to count for you? $3? Too much energy. Motherfucker. And them niggas be getting it too. Made me think I should start back.
Yeah, that's the crazy part. They be getting it. You ain't getting it from me. Nah, that's if I can sit there and take you in there and give you some of them good old cans now. Come on.
Good old cans now. They ain't got no fucking no label on it. Those is half price. Get you those. This
know
is
what I mean? Like, come on.
know what I'm saying? What you want? You want to know what you eating and eat? Like, come on, you can't have both. Don't come back judging me, Andre. Don't do that.
I don't give to him, no. I don't give to them, period. I don't even look in their direction because last time I helped somebody, Dre said they was lying to me. So I stopped helping people.
That's why I said I would do it. You know what I'm saying? If I know that person, if I know they're going through some shit, but if I know you lying, I'm not fucking helping you, dog.
Dre, you knew both these niggas by their first name, nigga. The fuck, you know these niggas intimately. You know they lying, nigga.
Exactly, and I didn't give him shit because I was going to help Mario. I was going to help that nigga because he looked like he was hungry. But after he said that shit, talking about he don't want no food, no. And nigga, you said your sign clearly said you was hungry.
Well, I never said his stomach ain't touching his rib yet, so he's not that hungry.
Yeah, exactly. That nigga going to smoke. That's all it was. And then Blackie was straight up with it. He didn't even say he was hungry. He didn't say nothing about paying no bill or nothing. This nigga said, look, I'm trying to smoke. Let me hold $20 so I can get on my feet. This nigga was dead ass.
Nigga said, till I get on my feet, I'm done with you.
You like really would have been done with me if you'd have been in the fucking car when I turned that music down and I started laughing because I was like, what the fuck just happened?
I like a motherfucker, know what I'm
saying?
What happened?
He signed himself up for hell because he started laughing.
Well, no. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with you. Dre been signed up for that course.
He gone. I'm going.
Been gone.
You gone.
This nigga was gone ever since.
What did you say? Did you say it was you too? Did you tell Ron him too?
Huh? What happened?
Ron, I already know he's going to hell.
Whoa! What I got to do with any of y'all fuckery?
Nigga, you be starting the shit too, cause you almost laughed at that nigga getting on his feet.
No, I ain't almost laughed, nigga. That shit is hilarious. That nigga would have got the crack money from me just fucking making that comment. I'd wait a nigga to crack. I'd be like, nigga, you could at least get a hit. He go $10. Know what I'm saying? Now you're getting your foot.
Get on your feet.
Now you're getting your foot.
This nigga here.
I'm going to let you do it, huh?
Now hop along.
See, now you really trying to go to the hell.
To the hell.
To the hell. Yep.
Oh, east or west hell?
South side of hell.
Oh, nigga, that's my people. You know, the black people on the south side of hell, nigga. It's fun over there. They got barbecue.
Oh, they got barbecue, all right. They have, but it's hot over in there, too.
Y'all mad as hell. I broke my fucking screen from my phone today.
Is that why you didn't text me from the other number?
Yeah, that shit all fucked up. Oh, my God. I can't even see the screen and shit. I will get
you
my screen fixed.
Forever. You forever.
Forever.
Messing up a phone.
Forever. Fuck.
I was going to tell y'all something. Oh, no, Dre's watched it. Have you watched the movie The Harder They Fall? How did this movie go?
I'm going to say no because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. What's that?
You haven't watched the shit on Netflix with all the black actors in the world in the movie? It's a cowboy movie, and you ain't watched it?
Nah, I can't say I have. Should I?
Okay, well, I'm going to need you to watch it. I can't even discuss it with you since you ain't seen it, so therefore you need to watch it.
I ain't lying. That shit was crazy. I probably watched it before. Let me get off this phone. That shit was good as fuck.
I've watched it twice at this point.
The harder they fall?
Yeah, it's about the real Long Ranger, the black Long Ranger. And his crew, and the shit is good as fuck, man. I don't want to spoil it for you. Just, you got to check it out.
That dude back out in Oklahoma way?
They was in Texas.
Oh, well, yeah. They neighbors.
Yeah. So,
they got,
yeah.
They had a handlebar mustache.
Man, they had all the good stuff. Go back and watch it. You just go watch it. It's on Netflix.
Nigga said, I asked if the nigga have a handlebar mustache. She said he had all the good stuff. I'm not fucking with black people.
Just go watch it. Just go watch it.
Yeah, all the good stuff. He had Kool-Aid. Nigga had Mambo sauce. Nigga had all the good stuff. Nigga had duck sauce. Nigga had motherfucking Worcestershire sauce. Oh, shit. Yeah, all the good stuff. I ain't fucking with y'all.
So I'm here to watch it.
You want me to write you a motherfucking report about it?
I don't feel like reading no shit. I'm not reading that.
You got enough reading to do.
Right. I'm not reading that. I'm not going to do it.
All
right,
so what can you do to get ready for that?
Huh?
What do you have to do to get ready for your test?
I have to go back over these cases and reread them.
Okay, now, are you going to reread all of them or just the ones that you think you are weak in?
No, so what I did was after I submitted the test, it shoots back your grade or whatever, and I took a screenshot of the ones I got right. So I'm going to get those right again. The ones that I got wrong, I'm just going to try to pinpoint which one it's supposed to be. Yeah. So I don't really have to do half of the work. But, yeah. Yeah. But the case is, it's not like it's in a book. Like, it's the book is not a book. It's the file that he gave us. It's like 245 pages long. It has all of these cases plus the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Like, it's a whole bunch of shit in the thing. So it's
is
on
it
my laptop. And
you have to read it.
No, you have to read it. Like, see, that's okay. So one of my classes that I had before, I got the audio book. I did so good with
right.
that fucking audio book because she would read it to me, and then when I would take the test, all I would have to do is put a word in, and it will search for the word and it will find it. Yeah, but with this file, it's a file, not a book that's downloaded. So I can only read it.
Can you
so,
can you do something similar, like put it in like the edit form and then search for those words like that?
Nope, you can't edit it. The only thing that you can do is make your own notes to it. You can't edit it. The only thing you can do is add notes.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's the ghetto.
Nigga, I'm trying to help you find.
Right, I see you trying to help me find a solution. Like, if I send it to you, you pick out what it is. But no, I got to read the shit. I got to read it. And I don't even know if I could share it and send it to you. Let me see. Let me go to my drive real quick. Because
like, I done got it to the point where it's on my phone, it's on my tablet, it's on my laptop. So it's not like I can't pick it up and just read it.
This nigga.
Let's see if I can share. Allow. Okay. Let's see. Oh, it'll let me send it to your email.
Okay.
Let's see. Let's see. Let's just see this person added. What that mean? I don't know if that's what that means.
What?
I don't know. It just says person added. I don't know. Huh?
You said you the what?
I sent it to your email.
Oh, you sent it to my email. All right. I'll look for it.
Copy link on this. I wonder if it'll let me copy the link. Let me see. Let me see. Oh, it's just let me. I wonder if I sent it to your phone. It says copy to pick it up and drive. See what it does. Let me see what it does. Like the count. I would fold it up, so. You might be able to pull it up. Just send the link. But, yeah, that's just a lot to fucking read. And there's a lot of legal mumbo jumbo that I'm trying to understand. This fucking class. Fuck this shit. I don't want to do this no more.
Stop complaining. You got.
I don't want to do this no more. Fuck this shit.
If you want to know, it's not fuck this stuff. It's fuck what you want to do. It's what you're going to do. How about that? Nobody gonna fuck what you want to do, nigga.
I know people don't. And that's fine. He's absolutely fine.
Whatever.
Whatever. All right. Well, I'm getting ready to go to bed.
Me and my motherfucking old ass up here trying to type in my fucking shit, and I ain't got my fucking glasses on.
Jesus Christ. Look, listen.
Look,
the other day,
is
your I was
ass,
like, your
ass,
all my glasses was in the car.
You seen them niggas shooting, though.
Nigga. I need the fucking glasses, nigga.
Uh-oh. We're out of here. We'll be back next week, same time, same place, different types of shenanigans. Hopefully I feel better, and I feel a lot as stressed as I've been over the course of the last week. We shall see. But y'all be good.
Of course he will be. All right, so I'm looking at this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me, Kitty?
I'm listening.
How many pages is it? 264.
I think like 264.
All right, so now my first question is, what the fuck you sending to me for?
It ain't really 264 pages, though. Because I'm looking at the first 10 pages.
The first 10 pages is like bullshit.
And then you have the Constitution that's in there.
Article,
then you have the Declaration of Independence.
The
then you have the...
Fuck the Declaration of Independence. That don't mean nothing.